You're about to hear a recording of a rainforest in Puerto Rico. Listen closely and try to count how many frogs you hear. You couldn't count the frogs, could you? And that's a shame, because one of those frogs, the one with the really high-pitched chirps like tapping on glass, is called a plains coquille, and it's endangered. Scientists struggle with this every day. Thousands of species die out each year, and they want to know how climate change and habitat destruction are affecting animals like the plains coquille. But how can scientists know if they're dying out if they don't even know how many there are? That's where the Automated Remote Biodiversity Monitoring Network, or ARBIMON, comes in.
It's a generic system to monitor biodiversity.
Mitchell Aid of the University of Puerto Rico is one of the leaders of the ARBIMON team. They have developed new technology that could help conservationists monitor biodiversity worldwide.
And the software is set up for the user to use it for whatever species they're interested in. It could be snapping shrimp or whales, or it could be frogs or insects or monkeys.
Researchers place small, inexpensive sound recorders, often reprogrammed iPods, into the rainforest, where they take short sound samples every 10 minutes around the clock. The recordings are sent in real time to a central computer. The scientists program the computer to recognize the sounds of different animals in the recordings, and then they let the software run. It can analyze tens of thousands of recordings in less than an hour and tell researchers which animals are in the rainforest, which aren't, who's making sounds when and who's not. For example, when researchers looked at 5 years of recordings in Puerto Rico, they noticed that the endangered frog called less and less over 4 years. This could be cause for alarm, but in the fifth year, the frog's appearance in the samples bounced back to its original levels. This information about what appears to be the frog population's natural rhythm would not have been available without long-term data. The team now has recording stations in Hawaii, Arizona, Costa Rica, Brazil, and many other locations. Over months or even years, Aid says scientists can build a sound picture of the landscape and what lives there.
We're creating a permanent record. In a sense, each recording is the equivalent of a specimen in a museum. We're going to archive these recordings so anybody can have access to them today or in 5 years or in 20 years and go back and say, you know, what were the sounds like in this forest, in this city, on this island, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
The ARBIMON software and its archive of sound is freely available to everyone, scientists and citizens alike, at ARBIMON.com. Megan McGrath, VOA News, Washington.